We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are continuing about the praises of Eretz Yisrael and different pratim about Eretz Yisrael. So, the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. Rav Zeira have a kavashtamet mnei Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeira was keeping away from Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeira wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, but his Rebbe Rav Yehuda did not hold of moving to Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Zeira comes to the Rav Yehuda, the boy the Melech Eretz Yisrael, he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda used to say, his Rebbe used to say, "Kol ha'olam above al Eretz Yisrael, oiv ba'aseh." Anyone who leaves above to go to Eretz Yisrael is oiv ba'aseh. Shneim it says in the pasuk, it says a pasuk in Yirmiyo, "Bavelo yaveu v'shama yu ad yoim pakti oisam." It says you're going to go to Bavel and you'll be there till I bring you back. No, Hashem, that's what Hashem says. So Rav Yehuda held that was a mitzvah saseh. That you should go to Bavel, and you don't come back till I bring you back. So don't go up there to Yisrael. And that's Rav Yehuda held. You're not allowed to go there to Yisrael. Rav Zeira said, no, that pasuk, who be klisharis ksiv, that pasuk, so much the klisharis, that the klisharis are going to leave Eretz Yisrael, and they're not going to come back until Hashem brings the geula. And the reason is, because the pasuk before that says, ki koyam Hashem ala amudim vela yam vela mokoynes. So Rav Zeira said that pasuk, so much the klisharis, and therefore that's what we're talking about when we say, Bavel yaveu. Rav Yehuda, Ksiv Prachina, read another pasuk. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, "Hishpati eschem v'noyis yishulayim, b'tzvoy yisoy b'ayolis ha'soda, im te'iru v'im te'iru es ha'havach techpots." Which teaches like this, that Hashem made a shuah to Klal Yisrael, that if you bring the hava sooner than I want, then I'm going to make you like the hefker, like the tzva'ah is like the deer, and the ayal is hasada. I'm going to make you a hefker if you ma'ir the hava a little before it's supposed to happen. And therefore, Huda said, no, if you come to Eretz Yisrael early, you are pushing the gula, which is not correct. Hashem says to give a shul, you should not do that. So that's where Huda said, don't go to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira said, no, ahu shlo yalu Yisrael b'chayma. That pasuk is teaching us that Klal Yisrael, Zog Rashi, was Shleal V'chayimin, Yachad V'yachazaka. The whole Klal Yisrael should not come with the army and take over Eretz Yisrael until Hashem is ready. You should not be Ma'ir Da Ahava until Hashem is ready. That's a Shvua. But a Yachid is allowed to go. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hashpati Achriniksiv. It actually says Hashpati again, the exact same pasuk is repeated twice in Shir HaShirim, once in Perek Bey's Pasuk Zayin, and the other one in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hey. The same thing is repeated twice. And actually, there's a third pasuk in Paraches that says, "Shvati eschem reis yishlayim matiru matayru es havach techpots." Really, three times. So Rav Yehuda says, "I have another pasuk that says this is shvati." And therefore, even if you say the first one, "Le'yal yishol b'chayma," but I have another pasuk that says, "Mashva yachet shouldn't go up." Rav Zeira says, "No, who about like Rav Yisiv Rav Chanina? Amar gimel shvuas alo lamu. What are the reasons? Why are the three shvuas? Three times the pasuk shvati in Shir HaShirim. Could there be three shvuas?" One is to be mashvia Klal Yisrael that they should not go up biyachad bechazaka. They shouldn't go up together with the army connected the goyim and Eretz Yisrael take over Eretz Yisrael. The achash shvia Kadosh Baruch Hu is also yom to be Yisraelim. Another shvua Kadosh Baruch Hu made to Yisrael that they should not rebel on the place where they stay. If they're staying in America in Bavel in Turkey, they should not be meirid. Should not rebel against the Umas Yisraelim. And a third shua to the goyim, they shouldn't work the yidin more than usual, not more than makes sense. You should not be mishabed them. So those are the three shuas. There's no shua on the yachid. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's a double lashon in each pasuk, which makes it two shuas in each pasuk. So therefore, that extra shua is saying that yachid shouldn't go up there. So Rav Zeira and Boy Lake Rav Levi, Domar, Sheish Shvuas Halol Lama, Tlos Tahani Damar, and three that we said. And the other three is Enoch, Shle Yigalus Haketz, it's going on the Nevi'im, Shnapi Megala, the end of time, Shnapi Megala, the Zman of Mashiach, Vishle Yichaku Haketz, you shouldn't push off the Zman of Mashiach. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ba Avoinom, you shouldn't do Averis, push off the Ketz. And Rashi is different, Girsa Shle Yidchaku Haketz, which means you shouldn't daven too much. Which has to be explained exactly. What does that mean? So I think some say, for some say that it means like a person will make a shvua that I'm not going to do this. Let's bring Mashiach. Don't you can't push it either. And the third one, what does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means soid ha'ibur, or it means Soid Tamei Atayra. You should not learn Kabbalah with Goyim. It's a Isser, it's one of the Shavuos, of the Shei Shavuos. Akaponim, we have here a Gemara, we have the Shalish Shavuos, and Rav Zeira and Rav Yehuda held that there was really six Shavuos, and one of them included Yachachin Gor Yisrael. Rav Zeira said, no, it's not going on the Rabbim, you shouldn't go Yachad V'yad Chazaka. So this is where the Sama Rebbe comes in. The famous Sama Rebbe has a sefer called Shalish Shavuos, and he held that the Tziyonim going up to Eretz Yisrael was being over one of these Shavuos. It was going up a Chayma, they went out with the army, and they fought, and they got Safiyat Chazaka, and that's a problem of the Shavuos, and therefore we held that going up to the Tziyonim were over these Shavuos, and therefore we held it was going to Eretz Yisrael was a problem. And to support the Tziyonim was a problem. And that's why he held him going to the Kaisel was a problem, because that was supporting the Tziyonim, showing the Tziyonim the support, and therefore it's a problem, because he held over the Shvuah, Shiyalu B'chaimah, and Shalas Taka, what's Pshat, and the ones who argue on the Samar Rebbe, L'char is tiny good. L'char here, that's called Yalu B'chaimah, you go up with an army, the IDF, with a whole army, L'char, that the IDF is a defensive, actually, but when they went in 1948 with the army and they fought, you have to know exactly what's the heter. So there's different terim. Some say because the goyim were over their shvuah, they were mishabed by Yisrael yosim edai. So since they were over their shvuah, I could be over my shvuah. Or there's other pshatim al kaponim. There's other pshatim, but we're not going to get into that right now. Zotu gemara vayter. It says in the pasuk, but tzivos avayalos. Hasada. It says in that pasuk that if you're over the shvua, then I'll make you like the tzivos of Yael's hasada. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lishol. If you mekayim the shvua mutav. If you mekayim the shvua, that means not to go, not to bring the ahava sooner, not to bring the geula sooner, which means to go up and capture its soul sooner. Then mutav, good. But if you go ahead and capture its soul bechayma too early, ani matir es pesarchem. I'll allow the your basa to be eaten, ketziva yisuk yal asada, like the deer and the yal is asada. Omra v'loza. Kol adar b'Eretz Yisrael, anyone living in Eretz Yisrael, shorui v'loy avoin, is living without chet. Shenema says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'val yoyim ha'shochein, chalisiya om ha'yoshevon nesu avoin, which means, the grass teaches, someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael, don't complain, it's too tight, it's not comfortable. L'maisi, you're getting kaparas avoinus. That's Rav Elazar Dashman is pasuk, and Rava says back, Amalei Rava, or the Zegirsa Ravina, that no, the only Ravina Rashi Anan b'soiv lechalam esin lo. We learned this pasuk is talking about someone who has yisurim. I was saying someone has yisurim, don't complain because you're getting kaparas avinus. But what's Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar says anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, he has kaparas avinus. Freik the Pnei Yeshua. So M. Cain, how is the Eva Galus? If everyone lived in Eretz Yisrael, have averus. So the chayra, there should never be a galus. The effect of praying Yeshua. So the praying Yeshua, it's only if someone lives in Eretz Yisrael, say mitzvah shi'is in Eretz Yisrael. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael because there's a very nice apartment in Neufa Yerushalayim, so then that's not called living the same mitzvah shi'is in Eretz Yisrael. Or if they have very good candy in whatever store, Petuche Arena, so then also that's also that you have to live for the right reason, and then you have the mitzvah, and therefore there is kavaras avinus. Amar Rav Adon. Called cover buried to Shaul, anyone buried near to Shaul, kilo cover tachas mezbeach. It's ki'iluis cover tachas mezbeach, which means he gets the same type of kapara of tachas mezbeach. Avada, you're not allowed to bury anyone tachas mezbeach in the Beis Mikdash, which means you ki'ilu cover in a place of kapara. Ksiv hacha mezbeach adama tasli, and the exact same lashon is used by a person who is dead. Ksiv hasam, the keeper ad masay amay. So you see, Lashon Adama, both places, one's talking about where Kippurat Masa Amai was eaten, were killed, and the Kippurat Masa Amai. It's the same Lashon Adama teaches us that someone who gets buried in Eretz Yisrael is killed from Kavat Hachas Mezbeach. Ula have a ruggle that have a soul to Eretz Yisrael. Ula was one of these Amarayim. He used to go to Eretz Yisrael periodically. Nach Nafshim B'chutz La'aretz. The Maaseh, he died in Chutz La'aretz. Also, Omri L'Rabbi Elazar, they told Rabbi Elazar that Ula died in Chutz La'aretz. Omar, he said, Ant Ula, you Ula al Admas Temeya Thomas. This is the pasuk in Amos. It's a pasuk in Amos that says, and he used that lashon on him. You died on Adama Temeya. Amrulai, they said, I write nearby his orange commentary to all these. Amalam ain't a doyim kaltos v'chaim lekaltos achamis. It's not the same. It's not the same. Someone who's here alive and someone who's here after death. The certain person, his brother, lived in Bechazoy, which was in Bavel, and he would live there at Israel, and his brother died. So they had now, his Yavama was in Bechazoy. So he wanted to go, be miyabim her. Am I allowed to go to Bavel to do Yibum? Your brother married a goita, and he died. It's good Hashem killed him. You're going to go after him to Chutzlaritz. So now, when it says "Achiv Nasa Nachras," Zoktem Hashav, that doesn't mean I'm Mamish Nachras, because the Mashal doesn't speak this out. But Avada can't be regular Nachras, because if it's regular Nachras, there's no Chiv Yibum. So just Nachras, Mashal explains, means like we saw in the Gemara yesterday. Anyone lives out of Eretz Yisrael, Skilu Oyved Oyves Chavim. So therefore, we called her a Nachris because she's not living in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, don't go to Chutz La'aretz. It's bad enough your brother went to Chutz La'aretz, which maybe is the reason why he got killed. And you're going to go after him? Very stark l'shaynus. Om Rav Yudah Mashmul. G'shem she'os lost his marriage to Bavel. Just like you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel. Kach also lost the Bavel to Sha'aretz. The same thing, you're not allowed to leave Bavel to go to Sha'aretz. That means Eretz Yisrael is the best, but if you're in Bavel, stay there also. Why? Agrashi explains, V'shiyesham yeshivais hamrabitzas Torah Talmud. A lot of yeshivas there. So Bavel has a ma'ein of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore if you're in Bavel, don't leave to go to other Aratzas. Rabbi Rezor and Tavayah, fill Pumbadisa Beikuvi. Even to go from Pumbadisa, which is like the lakewood of Bavel, has the Torah there, to go from Pumbadisa to Beikuvi, that already also you shouldn't do. Who didn't offer Pumbadisa to Beikuvi? Someone left Pumbadisa to go to Beikuvi. Shamte Rav Yosef. Vesif put him in Chayim to try to see if he can get him to stay. Who did Afik Pumbadisa last Dunya? So some person left Pumbadisa, went to Astunya. Shachav, he died. If he wanted to live, this Tam Chachav, if he wanted to live, he would have lived. He would have stayed here, he would have lived. Rabbi Rezor went to Vayu, Kesherim Sheva Bavel, Ayichol Kaltasam. Kesherim Sheva Sha'aratas, Bavel Kaltasam. That the Kesherim in Bavel, Ayichol, will take them in. And Ksherin and Sha'arat says, Bob will take them in. What does that mean, called Tosim? Lamai. Ilim Liuchsin doesn't mean that if you marry someone from Eretz Yisrael, that's good. And someone from Sha'arat, at least marry someone from Babel. Does that mean that? Because that's where the people are more Miyuchis. Vamamar, actually, it's the opposite. Babel is the most Miyuchis that could place. Vamamar, call Ratzis Isa Eretz Yisrael. All the Ratzis are considered Isa, which means a Taruvais to Eretz Yisrael. The Yichis is not good. The Eretz Yisrael compared to Bavel is the Isa. Eretz Yisrael is the Bavel. And the reason is because after the Eden went to Gaulis and Bavel, not everyone went back to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. And the ones who went back were not, there was problems. They married Goyim. The Yichus wasn't the best. So Bavel is actually the best Yichus. So what does it mean that the Ksherim Shev Bavel, Eretz Yisrael Kaltas? What does that mean? El Inyan Kvura means Inyan Kvura. That Bavel, they bring the Aronos to Eretz Yisrael, and Sha'aratzos, that are far from Eretz Yisrael, they bring them to Bavel, that at least there you have the Schus HaTorah. You don't have the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, but the Schus HaTorah, which is comparable to the Schus of Eretz Yisrael. Om Rav Yudah. Kol Adar, Bavel, anyone who lives, Kol Adar, Bavel, Kil Adar, Eretz Yisrael, anyone who lives in Bavel is like they live in Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar says in the Pasuk, about Bavel, Hoitzi Nimalti, Yosheves Bas Bavel. So you see that Bavel is considered a Tzion, it's comparable to Tzion, which is Yisrael. In Bavel, you're not going to see the pangs of Mashiach, the pain that comes before Mashiach comes. And Tirgumel, he said in a certain place called Hutzal de Bayamim. They start to the Gemara in Brachus that says that the Shechina is Shaira in a certain Besiknishta, the Hutzal. So it's going on that place. Think about Hutzal B'yom. Currently, they call that place Karna de Shivsa, the corner of Savior. Om Rav Loza, Mesim Shivichus La'aretz Ein Echayim. The Mesim Chutz La'aretz do not have Tchias HaMesim. If you're buried in Chutz La'aretz, you don't get Tchias HaMesim. Shemesh says the Pasuk, V'asati Tziv Eretz Chayim. And we darash in Eretz Shetzivyoni Ba. My place where my splendor is, Mesim Echayim. That's where the dead people will become alive. Shein Tzivin above, my splendor is not there, which is Chutz La'aretz, Ein Meisei HaChayim. There's no Tchias HaMeisim there. Moser of Abba Mamo, the Pasuk says, Yichyu Meisecha. The Pasuk says, Yichyu Meisecha. The Meisecha will wake back up and live. And Nevelasi Yikumun. And it's a double Lashon, and we darshan. My love, Yichyu Meisecha, Meisim Sherev Eretz Yisrael. Nevelasi Yikumun is Meisim Shechutz La'aretz. So you see that even Meisim Shechutz La'aretz have Tchias HaMeisim. And I, the pasuk of Masat Tzivaretz, Chaim, Avuchanetzar, says, going on Avuchanetzar, that the Amar Rachmana, Hashem said, "My Sina Lai Malka, I'm going to bring on you a king, the Kol Kitavia, that's quick like a deer, swift like a deer." So he says, "Okay, you're right. Maybe the pasuk Masat Tzvi Ba'aretz is not a raya, but you're not a raya. Mikroach Ani Darish." It says in the pasuk, "Noisei Neshama La'am Aleha," which is going on Eretz Yisrael. "Noisei Neshama La'am Aleha," to the people of Eretz Yisrael. "Veruach La'olchem Ba." That's the Nephilim. In Eretz Yisrael, not only will the dead people have Tchias HaMeisim, but the Nephilim also. The stillborns also will have Tchias HaMeisim. What is it with the Pasuk? What is it with that Pasuk? I know it's in the Shalom Amaleh, my Avalei. By the Gravo, no Ravo, I feel Shifcha Kananis for Yisrael, Muftach Lashi Basel Abba. Even Shifcha Kananis for Yisrael is Muftach Basel Abba. It means Rav Abba holds that even Chutz Laaretz Dika get Chias HaMeisim. This pasuk is going on that even La'am Halel, which is referring to the Shifachos, the Shifkas Kanani, they will also have Chias HaMeisim, they also have Olam Haba. So you see, Am is referring to a Shifcha. What's tied to the Pasuk of Ruach Lahalchamba? That to be Ruach for those who walk it. This is one of the Makairis to go on a trip there to Shaul. Anyone who walks for Amas there to Shaul, he's Muftach Lai Shu Ben Abba. He's Muftach to be Ben Abba. Walking at Shaul alone is a Zach. You don't have to go jeeping. You go walking in the streets of Mary Sharm, that already, you're Kayim Shu Ben Abba. You go jeeping in America. Rabbi Lezer, Tzadikim Shu Bechus Laaretz Einam Chayim. Rabbi Lezer says, Rav Lazar holds that there's no Tchias HaMeisim on people in Chutz La'aretz. He's telling me that Tzadikim in Chutz La'aretz will not be wake up for Tchias HaMeisim. How could that be such a thing? So Rav Lazar, no, of course they have Tchias HaMeisim, they Gilgal, but they have Tchias HaMeisim only happens in Eretz Yisrael. So what happens is their Atzamos roll until Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael they wake up and they have Tchias HaMeisim. Mask of Lord Abba Salah Rabba Gilgal Thikam Tsaru. That's a tsar for the bones to go through a tunnel and roll to, not even a tunnel, to roll to Eretz Yisrael. Amabaya Machilas Nasla Makarka. No, they get a tunnel and they walk. They walk from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and it's not so much pain. And there they pop out of the ground like wheat. They pop out of the ground. That's Tchias HaMeisim. The Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, they're only Tchias HaMeisim Eretz Yisrael, exactly. What?
How they walk?
They're not alive. They're on the ground. If they're on the ground, they're not alive. They're not alive yet. They're on the ground. So the pasuk says, "V'shachafti ma'avayisai." This is Yaakov talking to Yosef, giving him a shvua, telling him to bring me to Eretz Yisrael. Says, "V'shachafti ma'avayisai." When it's the sunny Mitzrayim, ukvartani b'kura som, v'yoyim anuich esek v'aracha. So it says that Yaakov asked Yosef to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Omar karno dvarim begab. There's some tifa zachin here. If the Mason of Chutz La'aretz also have Tchias HaMeisim, why was he bothering his children to bring him to Eretz Yisrael? Teretz is Shem LaYiskel Mechilos. He was worried that he's not going to be Zeichet to Mechilos, and therefore have the Tsar of Gilgal, and therefore he had them bring him to Eretz Yisrael. He had to bring to Eretz Yisrael. Kiyotz v'davatam v'yashv Yosef v'smei Yisrael. Same thing Yosef did. Yosef made the Klai Yisrael swear they'll take his bones to Eretz Yisrael for the same reason. Amr Chanina, Dvarim v'gav, the Gemara explains, the Tifa Zachani, Deo Yosef v'atzim v'shat Tzadigamu. He knew he was a Tzadigamu. Mesef v'chus Oretz Chayim l'ma Tzriya Chesach v'av Meis Parasa. Why did he make them schlep him all the way there, 400 Parasa, all the way to Eretz Yisrael? Shemal, Yisca Mechilas, maybe won't be Zeichat to Mechilas. Sholchu le'achuyeh l'rabba. Rabba had three other brothers. Rabbi Bar Nachman had four kids, and he had three brothers. One of his brothers actually was Nifta and had a child, Abaya. But like upon him, so his brothers who lived in Eretz Yisrael sent to Rabbi, who lived in Chutz La'aretz, lived in Bavel, so they wanted him to come to Eretz Yisrahel. So they sent him this letter. They sent him this memra. Yedei Yehoya Yaakov Tzadigam Ahoya. And still, he said, you have to go to Eretz Yisrahel. I'm scared about the Mechilos. I'm not going to get the Mechilos. So they told Rabbi, please come also. And Ilfa was Maisav in the letter. Ilfa Maisav ba Dvarim, that Maisav Echoshe, Mitzdar al Isha Achas. There was a certain person who was Mitzdar. He wanted to marry a certain Isha in Chutz La'aretz. Ubikis Leiri, then he wanted to go to Chutz La'aretz. Kim Shama Kazois, once he heard this thing about leaving Eretz Yisrael, that if you go to Chutz Laaretz, you might not have Tchias Meisim, Gilgal Ba'at Vadiyah Meisay. He worked on himself not to want this desire, this Isha, till his death. And they added like this, even though Rabbi, you're a huge Chacham, it's not the same learning yourself or learning from a Rebbe. You're not going to have a Rebbe here? Yes, I have a Rebbe here for you in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon lives there in Eretz Yisrael, and he's a huge Rebbe. You can learn from him. But if you're not coming up, let me give you some advice. Be careful with three things. First of all, don't sit too much. Because when you sit, yeshiva kosher tachtonius. If you sit too much, it's bad for hemorrhoids. Val tarba b'amida, don't stand too much. Shamida kosher leiv, it's not good for a heart condition to stand too much. Val tarba b'alicha, don't walk too much. Licha kosher inayim, some reason walking is not good for the eyes. Ella, so what's the etza? Shlish b'yeshiva, third of your day should be sitting. Shlish b'amida, third b'amida, and shlish b'alilich, and third b'hilich. And kol yeshiva she'enim asmicha, if you're sitting without a back, without a couch, you're sitting on a bench, then Amida noichemenu. Amida is even better. Frankly, Amida is not good either. Amida is Amida kosher leiv. How can Amida be better? Amida is not good either. Ela yeshiva she'enim basmicha, ein basmicha. Then Amida she'yes basmicha noichemenu. Standing with leaning is better than that. And then they ended off with a divrei Torah. V'chein omru Yitzchak v'shivim va'ishia. Three Amarayim Yitzchak v'shivim va'ishia said over omru dava echad halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda v'preida. So he passed Rabbi Yehuda regarding mules. The Tanya Yehuda imer. Preda should talk. We know there's a lach of kalayim that you can't mate two different animals. Now a preda comes from a horse and a chamar. It's a crossbreed between a chamar and a horse, a donkey and a horse. Now, so one man the Yama holds that you go with the mother. The Ravan holds whatever the mother. If the mother of this mule is a horse, you can mate the horse with the mule. If the mother is a donkey, you can have a donkey with this mule. But he holds no. You can't do either one. Tanya Ruda Emer, pray the Shetava, ima rivimalalo, sus for chamar. You can't make sus or chamar elamina, only a mule itself. That's what they pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Om Nachman Yitzchak, Yitzchak, who's Yitzchak, is that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Shimon Zer of Shimon Pazi. But Amri Law, some say it's Rav Shlokish. Oishia, Zer Rabbi Oishia, Berevi. And these are the lachas he sent him. So he sent him a whole letter to Rav. He says, first of all, come to Eretz Yisrael because, like Yaakov Avinu. Then he sent the story with the person who wanted to marry someone from there. He said, if you're not going to move, let me give you some advice. Give you some advice about Yeshiva and Amida and Halicha. And then he said, Halacha, that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Predois.